Hi, Terrence O'Hanlon. I'm the CEO and publisher at Reliability Web and Uptime Magazine. It's my pleasure to be the host for these twin talks for energy utilities. You know, you've been hearing about digital twins everywhere. And, you know, we've had digital files on creating assets forever, and we've had assets forever. You know, what's happening lately is the way of joining them, the way of getting them together and synchronizing them and keeping them in sync with each other over time, so that insights, powerful insights, show up so we can make decisions. We can run models for future ways we might want to optimize those assets, future ways we might want to change the designs and modify those assets. There's so many possibilities when we connect data and keep it synchronized from the digital version of the asset and the physical version of the asset, that it's really an exciting future. So we brought together the experts to have some interesting conversations today, so we can kind of start to get our minds around what it means for us and our businesses. So we're very much looking forward to joining. We're glad you're here. Well, now what we're seeing is, you know, according to Gartner, and, you know, they're the real experts in what's happening in information technology all around the world. Everybody, or at least the majority of organizations, are looking to digital twin. They're already active in digital twin by 2020. The majority of companies are already doing something. And then the rest are getting very close to doing something. They're planning on doing something. So if you're not already that digital twin's on the agenda, you're almost late to the party. So we're really glad that you're here and listening to you know, why you should be taking note for what's going on with digital twin, and why you're particularly interested in Bentley Systems, because they really make it easy to get started with digital twin. You know, the other thing that we learned from the Gartner report is, where are you going to be getting these digital twins? You know, there's choices out there in the marketplace. You can come to organizations like Bentley that provide a suite of applications to sort of empower you to create your own digital twins, no matter where they're coming from. Because if you think about it, you know, the suppliers of the assets soon will be providing you with digital twins. Where are those digital twins going to live? You can imagine engineering firms are going to be creating digital twins of the assets that they build. Specialist engineering firms might be providing libraries and templates of digital twins in their particular areas of specialty. You're going to need a place for those to live and manage. So, you know, it's a lot to think about. It's a lot to get your arms around. And then, of course, some organizations, you know, never like anything that's off the shelf. So they're going to customize digital twins, and you need a place for the custom digital twin to live. So, you know, we've assembled a panel of some of the world's top experts in energy utility, so we can have a conversation about, you know, what's going on now with digital twins, and more importantly, what's going on in the near future and the far future, so we can get our arms around how do we plan to take advantage of all the benefits that are available from digital twin and energy utilities right now. So we're going to get started with that, and I'd like to introduce you to Martin Runge, who's the head of innovation, a portfolio of partnerships at Siemens Digital Grid. We've got Bonnie Smith, who's the Vice President of Energy Infrastructure at Bentley Systems. I'm really pleased to have Stephen Cooper, who's the EAM Advisor at Gainesville Regional Utilities. So let's dive into our first question for this esteemed panel. When do you think is the right time to start working on a digital twin? And what are the obstacles to get started? Maybe Bonnie can start with that question and get us going on this panel. Bonnie?
Well, that's really a great question, Terry, because getting started isn't easy. And knowing where and how to start can really be the hardest part. Most organizations know that they have challenges they need to react to, like adopting to clean energy policies, increasing threats to security and resilience, changing consumer expectations. All of those are coming at them quickly these days. They read about and hear that digital transformation and digital twins as a way to tackle those challenges is really a great strategy. And I believe they understand that the time to start the journey is now. But knowing the destination isn't always enough. To get to the meat of it, they face a big problem with data. Data is siloed, it's diverse, it's disconnected, and that means challenges to introducing new digital workflows, even though they know they're needed, and successfully moving to the future. So utilities have massive amounts of data, but it's out of date, it's incomplete, it's misaligned. And our users tell us that the trick is to define small wins and focus on validating and resolving specific data issues so that workflows can be supported. Figuring out what small wins to focus on is really a big problem and the key to moving forward. These are going to be unique for each organization. They're not going to be the same. They might be around reaching green energy goals, improving things like outage metrics and downtime, or reducing the number of site visits. This is your opportunity to make the connection between top-down corporate strategy and digital transformation initiatives. So in summary, Terry, I believe the key to success is to carefully design a digital transformation journey so that you can focus on the right problems, have early wins, create a strategy for data, and balance your investment against the outcomes.
Great. Great answers, Bonnie. Thank you so much. Martin, maybe as a follow-up, what are some examples of the things that I can actually do, that I can turn into action, or the decisions I can make once I create the digital twin, as Bonnie described?
So first of all, I think it entirely depends what kind of digital twin we are addressing. I think it's simply a question of maturity. So we think in the digital twin in four dimensions, connecting the plan world with all simulation planning tools, the build world with everything which is related to design and engineering, the operations world where you have control systems, and last but not least, the maintenance world. And depending how many of these silos you really connect in a meaningful way, and we can also understand the digital twin as a context-driven system integration on a total different new level, you get a different maturity of the digital twin, and thus you can solve different questions with that. I mean, it starts pretty easy. For example, if you connect the plan and the design and engineer world, that a distribution company could reduce the time for allowing new e-vehicle charging stations, or that you can minimize the whole process for extending the grid on the low voltage side. If you really run a 360 degree digital twin comprising everything, could be as well that a larger transmission company could automate and reduce the time for finding out the right switching operation if one north-south connection fails, and you can look up in the planning data how it was planned originally. You look in the design engineer data if something is right in under construction. And also you can look up in the maintenance data and asset performance management, is there the reliability of the asset high enough that you perform a total different kind of switching operation. You can minimize then the options, and finally with better options you can increase the reliability of the grid as such.
Steven, you know, listening to Bonnie and Martin, you know, I love what they're saying. Now I've done that. I followed their advice and I've got my digital twin. How do I ensure that that digital twin is still future-proof 5 years from now?
Well, that's a great question, Terrence. Formerly, with most utilities, their silos are the generation, transmission, transformation, or the substations, the distribution network, and then finally the customers. And so what we're trying to do is we're trying to break down those silos. And formerly, we've used what's called a geometric network. And at GRU, we're moving to what they call a utility network. And the utility network provides, in the model itself, it provides the connectivity between, a distribution device, a switch, or a fuse, and anything that that's connected to. For example, I have seen problems during hurricanes. They happen, as you know, quite frequently in Florida. And the issue with that is that, of course, people are losing power, but also you don't realize that the sewer pumps, the lift stations, also run on electricity. So with this utility network connectivity, we can tell our water and sewer department that, hey, your lift station's going out because we see this circuit is down. And so that's things like that that are really making strides. The utilities are making strides using this utility network concept. And so that's helping us become more of a smart city, you know, where all of our operations and assets, water and electric supply networks, crime detection, information systems, schools, libraries, all the community services are interconnected. And so it's just, you know, it's phenomenal what the future on. And so not only would those gunshot detectors notify law enforcement, but then it sends a signal back to utility and they start ramping up those streetlight brightness so that they can deter, you know, future or further illegal activities. You know, it's just all kinds of possibilities, Terrence.
Lonnie, I'm sure, you know, the team at Bentley is really working on this night and day, but what is it that makes a digital twin forward compatible? Is it the platform? Is it the format? Is it the way that you create it to ensure we're going to be able to use it well into the future?
Well, it's probably all of those things, Terry. You know, just to get on the same page, I think of a digital twin as a digital representation of a physical asset, but one that allows us to understand and model its performance. Digital twins are continuously updated with data from sources all over the place, which is what makes them different from static 3D models, 2D models, whatever. I believe that digital twins really require an open, scalable cloud platform. The cloud platform must support you when the data you need for a digital twin is in incompatible formats from different vendors, all the things we talked about earlier. It really should not be that hard to create, to visualize, to analyze digital twins, but you need tools and they should be open and built for purpose. And the tools need to provide AI and machine learning to help you gain insights about the data, to make decisions, to predict what might happen next. From a Bentley perspective, last year we introduced our iModel.js library of JavaScript packages that is available on GitHub for anyone to use to develop applications within what we call our iModel concept. And we think this provides a great asset to our users in terms of forward compatibility. By putting the source on GitHub, Bentley users can imagine use cases, they can try them out, play with the code, suggest improvements, build on one another's ideas. And to bring it all back together, I think the main key to forward compatibility is a platform that's open and fit for purpose. I love that question, Terry.
Martin, as I'm listening to you guys, what I'm really starting to get is, you know, the value generator is that connection, is that synchronization between the physical asset and the digital asset. You know, the key, it seems, is creating a seamless management system for both, you know, the digital asset and the physical asset, and keeping them aligned, keeping them synchronized. So when you're thinking 10 years or 20 years or 100 years of operating in that synchronized fashion, you know, in operating a portfolio of energy utility plants, something like that, do you see, you know, the old model of operating disconnected IT assets over that period of time? I guess what I'm asking is this digital twin model going to replace that old IT model over time, and it's just going to become one way of managing assets?
Yes, I think we need to look at from the state we need to be in the time frame you mentioned. I mean, let's look at the power systems as such. They are getting more and more volatile and unpredictable. Yeah? The increasing amount of efforts in decarbonization, decentralization, and also democratization in power production is bringing up total new challenges for grid operations. So we need to see the digital twin in the extended way, not as a model of the single asset alone, but as a model of the whole system as such. I think it might be a little bit exaggerated, but we could see it also as a digital avatar of the grid itself. And if I would compare it to biology, I would even say the grid is somehow the vessels, the assets are the organs here, and the nerve system is the IoT systems, and everything need to be connected to a meaningful digital twin operated system. For us, it's all about reliability. If the energy systems are not reliable, it's hard to understand that we make really the energy transformation happen at the very end. And the digital twin going forward as a model of the overall system is already a key design principle of our future generations of grid control systems at Siemens.
Stephen, utilities are experiencing a lot of change. I mean, just the nature of that business has changed due to aging infrastructure, changing regulation, changing policies. Now we've got distributed energy, electromobility. How do digital twins help with the fact that there's so much uncertainty in the world and so much change in the world, especially in energy utilities?
That's a great point and something that keeps our utility executives up at night. You know, typically utilities are a conservative, traditional type of business, and utilities, they don't like change. They like stability. They like fuel prices that don't fluctuate wildly. They like their customers and loads to be more stable as opposed to, you know, changing so much when the sun comes out or the wind picks up. And so this distributed generation, elephant in the room that utilities are dealing with, because the storage technologies and the wind and the sun technologies are variable. Well, the storage technologies help stabilize that, but the, you know, as you know, wind and sun are variable, and so It's hard to predict, and utilities struggle with that. And I think one way that digital twin can help is by providing a 1 hour to up to a 1 week look ahead prediction of distributed generation output based on advanced weather models and so forth and so on. So that's really going to help. The other area where it's the digital twin is going to help is in vegetation management. You know, Scott, out in Arizona, maybe tree outages aren't your biggest concern, but in Florida, North Central Florida, they are. It's our biggest cause of outages. And so if we can create, using the digital twin technology, heat maps that layer over an outage map and look at the rainfall, for example, so that we can model the soil conditions and using drones to actually measure where the vegetation is encroaching on utility lines, well, then we can, when we experience a weather event, we can pre-dispatch crews and get them ready to correct and the outages that we know are going to happen. So I think that's gonna be a huge boost in the future.
I think the audience would really appreciate from each of you, maybe what are some, what, you know, if you had to pick one major challenge, and then you could tell us what the solution to that challenge is, that would be great. If each one of you would tell us what's one major challenge with digital twin and how would you solve that major challenge, that way we could see our way through it. That'd be a great way to go next.
Well, I think one of the things we hear from our users is that you need to have a plan. Digital twins, digital transformation is a big problem to bite off. And it's important to create a plan, to break it into phases, to think big, but start small, prove value, scale up. And avoiding pitfalls really means identifying them in advance, being able to see them in advance and finding ways to get around them. From our perspective, we spend a lot of time working with our customers to help them create those plans. But there are lots of ways that you might, go about crystallizing your ideas into a plan. But it is really that provides the key to getting going with a solid project and avoiding pitfalls along the way.
I think it's always the combination being less ambitious in the vision and at the same time being over ambitious in the implementation plans. I think it's needs to be also done and seen as a series of small successes, being prepared, looking at data quality first and all kinds of technical prerequisites. But certainly, I think we need to talk also about the people and the organizational element of a digital twin. Finally, we are not only connecting technical silos, we are connecting departments who sometimes never used to work with each other in that integrated way. And every digital twin program need to have the right balance between planning and organizational transformation.
Yeah, so I talked before about the utility network and the capabilities that it has in terms of connectivity and modeling the parameters of your assets. So we're on a 12-month journey right now with going with the utility network, and we're realizing how powerful it is, how broad and deep it can be made in terms of the parameters that you monitor. But we had to take a step back and say, well, just because you can model it doesn't mean you should. So because every parameter that you model in the network is going to have some maintenance required. So the data maintenance and data organization, and like Martin said, having the vision and executing it, I think is crucial to being successful.
Each one of you, could you give us the best example you can share about an actual use case? That's what our clients are telling us they want to hear. What is the actual use case around success from utilities with digital twin? Just a short, brief description of a use case. Steve, we'll go with the opposite direction. We'll start with you.
Okay. I already did mention the connectivity with electric supply to the lift stations. And then also we're talking about on the customer side, if we can actually see using the digital twin, what customers are out, how much power flow is going to the customer home. And then also if they have solar or wind associated with the particular service point, the direction of the power flows, that's a new thing for utilities, is actually monitoring flow that can go in both directions.
Yeah, again, coming back to question number one, you gave me, I think, actually two examples. One we do together with Bentley, where we are working in the combination between our planning tools and their design and engineering tools, simply on the low voltage side, making use of data which are already in the GIS systems, but not in the network models sometimes, for expanding the low voltage area. And the pretty hot topic is also outage avoidance, where you connect the asset management systems with the grid control systems and the planning tools, and can override the protection settings for some lines with dynamic line rating, really looking at outage and blackout prevention. This is a pretty hot topic at the moment.
Yeah, I'd point to a utility we worked with last year in Canada. They began experiencing significantly higher numbers of outages, and when they investigated it, they found that they were seeing outages 10 times more frequently in certain parts of their territory than others. So using a digital twin approach, they really were able to focus on both asset health and at the same time their outage metrics. So really tie those two together and build a workflow that allow them to consider both and how they might interact with each other. And the end result of that is that they avoided big fines. They improved their outage metrics, avoided big fines for violating those thresholds. And it was also a very welcome outcome for their electricity consumers, who are now experiencing fewer and shorter outages. So a win all around.
Wow, what a fantastic panel. Great way for us to get started on our taking notes. Mentally, I took a lot of notes about getting started for energy utilities and digital twins.